is good.
We're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Lindsay Williams, talking about gas prices, talking about the agenda, talking about what's really going on behind the scenes, folks. And some of you were preaching to the choir, but a lot of those new listeners out there, probably the hair is standing up on the back of your neck right now. Lindsay, this plan, this clever, nefarious, covert plan about the North American Union, you want to step into that?
Well, we can. I'd like to. And let me one other thing, though, if I may first. I know there are many of you out there that are wondering, what is going to happen to the price of gasoline at the gas pump? Where is it going from here? And how is it going to affect the dollar? And then I'd like to get into the North American Union, because they are going to issue a new currency, which will be the Amero. It's just a matter of time until they do it. They say they'll have it done by 2010. Hopefully they miss their goal, but they may. Now, let me tell you where the price of gasoline's going and why I know this to be true. Back in 1976, I watched the Gull Island oil field produce. Now, you need to read that chapter in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. It's entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. That chapter was actually written by Mr. Ken Fromm, who is a senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, because I didn't know all the details, even though I was in the room that day with the top eight oil company officials of the world, and watched this field brought in, proven. They showed me the size of it, how much oil was there, the depth of the field, the pressure of the field. I saw all of these details, and you'll find it reported in my book. It literally blows the mind of some of the people in the Department of Energy that I would ever dare print this. And afterwards, I asked Mr. Ken Fromm, who produced the entire east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field there in Alaska. I said, Ken, why don't you release that oil to the refineries of America and allow the price of crude oil to be brought down and us to be independent from the other oil-producing countries of the world? He said, Lindsay, we aren't going to release the oil from that monstrous oil pool, which is probably the largest on the face of the earth ever discovered. He said, we're not going to release it until we have the price of crude oil where we want it to go. Now, at that time, it was about $35 a barrel. And I asked Ken Fromm on the spot that year, 1977, I said, Ken, where do you want the price of crude oil to go? And he would not answer my question, because I'm sure he thought I might understand what I was hearing. I later on since have found out where they want it to go. Now, Falk, take my word for this. From the elitist. Some people will come back a year from now and say, you're a prophet. I'm going to say, no, I'm not a prophet. I just know the people who are doing it. You see, this is not by chance, people. This is happening by a design plan, and I knew much of it. Well, I have found out since that year what they want the price of crude oil to go to. I found it out again from one of the elitists who told me not too long ago. He said, we want the price of crude oil to go to $150 a barrel. I said, okay, that's what Ken Fromm was trying to tell me back in those days and wasn't willing to say it to me. He said, well, that's probably true. Now, it's 90-some-odd dollars a barrel now. Let's say $100 a barrel at the high point, close to it. And they want it to go to 150. What does that denominate at the gas pump? That denominates to $7 to $11 a gallon at the gas pump, depending on the particular situation of what's happening in the Middle East. Now, folks, get ready for it. You may as well prepare your household, prepare your job. You see, I oftentimes tell people at this point, as you said a moment ago, Michael, your hair may be standing up on the back of your head at this point, and it probably is, but I say to people, you have nothing to worry about. There positively is no reason for you to stay asleep, stay awake at night. There's no reason for you to look behind bushes everywhere you go and see a boogeyman somewhere. The Bible is always right, Michael. You and I both know that. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, if you will take this truth and go with it, and make preparations right now and do something about it, you will have nothing to worry about.
Let's hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll be back in three. Got to take a break real quick. We'll be back in three in a long segment coming up.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, you were talking about the Bible always being right. So go ahead and continue.
Well, the Bible's always right, and it says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will scare you to death." No, quite to the contrary. It says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Now, if you will take to heart what you've heard Michael Herzog say on his program, Michael said a moment ago, he's tried his best to warn the people who are in the 401ks and the mutual funds and all the stock market and everything else. He's tried his best to beg them to take action and do something about it right now. Now, if you take no action, then expect to have to look behind trees and not sleep at night and not have food on your table, because that's exactly what's going to happen. But if you take action right now and do something about it, you have nothing to worry about in the future. So I said to these people down in Panama when I was there at this seminar just a few days ago, I said, "Folks, if you will take action right now, you can take care of every bit of this and have nothing to worry about." And I say the same thing to each one out there in the listening audience. Prepare now. You hear what's being said over Republic Broadcasting. Take advantage of it. You just heard them talk about survival food here a moment ago. For goodness sakes, call that phone number. Listen to what Michael has to say on his program every day, and he'll give you a lot of ideas as to what you can do about all of this. Get into gold and silver while you still can, before it's priced completely past everything that you can imagine. You see, the North American Union, this leads directly into that, Michael. The North American Union is a reality. I mean, this is not something that's going to happen but in the figment of somebody's mind. This is for real. I beg of you. Have a pencil and paper ready in a few minutes when I talk about this DVD we have prepared on the North American Union. You must show it to your friends and neighbors and help them to know the issues. Now, when I was in Panama, we were staying at the Intercontinental Playa Bonita Hotel. They said it was the nicest five-star hotel in Panama. The seminar was very well done. And somebody listened to my presentation on Monday, and they came to me afterwards. They worked at the hotel. And they said, Chaplain Williams, in light of what you've said today, you need to see what's across the road from this hotel. And I said, well, what do you mean? They said, come on, let's walk out to the front. Walked out to the front of the hotel, and you could see at a distance what was a huge runway, Air Force. What it had been was a United States Air Force base. And they said, do you know what's being done there? I said, no. They said, you see that big fence is being put up around it? I could see where they were constructing something. And he said, that Air Force base has just been sold by the United States government to a British consortium, a British firm, and he said it is going to be used as the air folks. If I had not seen this, I would have never believed it. I saw it. I was right there. You check me out. See if it's not so. If you go to Panama, go to the Intercontinental Playa Bonita Hotel and look across the road from it. This huge Air Force base sold to a British consortium. They're putting up a huge fence around it. None of the products that come in there can be sold in Panama. And they are going to use that Air Force base as the distribution point for everything brought in from China and India and all over the world by huge aircraft, 747s, all the rest of them, and bringing them in there, and then are going to transfer it to Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and that is being used as the base for doing it. I mean, these people are not slowing down one iota in what they're doing. They are rushing madly forward to meet their date of 2010, and our president has bypassed the Constitution, has subverted our system, has literally kept Congress in the dark until just recently as to what was being done by the elitist of the world. And Lou Dobbs, I don't know how he keeps his job. He has dared to mention this on several different programs. They are going forward with this, and part of that agenda is a new currency. They will eventually collapse the American dollar to the point, and they want it to be done, but they want it to be done orderly, to the point that you will welcome the Federal Reserve giving a new currency to the United States of America. They've already named it. They call it the Amero. Now, some nations in the world are literally irate over this. Saudi Arabia, as you just mentioned a moment ago, Michael, they are saying we are breaking our agreements. We're not, they aren't buying our securities anymore either. This is the most alarming part because that means that the nations of the world are not buying our national debt. And this could eventually, would eventually mean a collapse if they didn't buy it anymore. Somebody has to pay the interest on that payment by buying the T-bills and the bonds. Now, listen to this one. When I saw this, I'm giving you the date. You must check this out for yourself. Wednesday, September the 26th of 07, Egypt and Israel both sent communiques to the White House in Washington, D.C., requesting that their foreign aid money be given to them in euros, not in dollar denomination anymore. I mean,
Israel, Lindsay?
Yes.
Oh, my.
this money we give them, foreign aid money, and the audacity of these characters to say the dollar is collapsing to the point that what you're giving us is not worth what it used to be. Would you consider giving it to us in euros?
That's a slap in the face. Well, listen, you know, I was reading an email during the break, and I have a listener that wants me to ask you this question. I already know the answer to it, but I'm going to pose this to you, Lindsay, and let her listen to it from your lips. It says, ask Lindsay, why do they have to devalue the dollar to exchange for the new currency other than they are just greedy boogers? There is no reason to if they want to just make a new currency. Well, there is. You want to explain it to her or you want me to, Lindsay?
Well, I'm sure both of us would probably have about the same answer. The American people would be irate if they just across the board right now did it. Now, you tell me what you think.
Well, they have to bring down the value of the dollar because in this amalgamation, if you will, into the North American Union, they have to raise up the standard for the the Mexican people, lower our standard of living. They're basically bringing us down to a third world country. And I think it would probably be easier for them to implement the Amero once this is done. That would be my answer for it. I don't know, if I'm 100% or 90% or 80%, but that makes sense to me.
Well, that's exactly what's happening too, Michael. And let me say it from personal experience just within the past few days when we were at the seminar in Panama. I went into the seminar to the hotel 2 days early and stayed 2 days afterwards because I wanted my son and my wife to see the Panama Canal, one of the seven wonders of the world. I wanted to see it myself, and we wanted to do some touring around Panama. When I arrived at this beautiful resort, I mean, this thing was spectacular, hundreds and hundreds of rooms right on the water. And when I arrived, it was deserted. I couldn't believe it. Now, when our group came in, it was quite a sizable group. They filled up most of the hotel. Then the 2 days afterward, it was deserted again. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, you can't operate this many restaurants and this many people and these kind of facilities without people. So I asked some of the people, Americans can't travel outside of our country anymore like they used to. I mean, the devaluation of the dollar has literally destroyed the ability of the American to do what they used to do. You travel to Europe now. Someone told me the other day that they bought a ticket, I think it was on British Airways, one of the airways from over in Europe, and they said they had a $100 surcharge for gasoline. I mean, for fuel, diesel fuel. And you go over to France and Italy. I had some friends go over there recently, and they said you pay $7 and $8 for a Big Mac because the American dollar is so collapsed. When we came back on Continental Airlines from Panama just a few days ago, I couldn't believe this. I haven't seen an airplane in this condition for years. I mean, airplanes are full. If you don't stand by anymore, forget it. That airplane had less than one-third of its cabin full. In fact, there were so few people on the airplane coming back from Panama to Houston. All three members of my family, my son, my wife, and I, all of us looked around. Seats were empty everywhere. We said to the stewardess, can we change? They said, sure, go ahead. This is all the people. We're fixing to close the door. We all had a seat and took a nap for 4 hours while we came back from Panama to Houston. I haven't seen that in years. Why? The Americans aren't traveling like they used to. They can't. Mm-hmm. Already, well, it's affecting the economy so badly.
Oh, yeah, and that's not the only reason. You know, my wife is Scottish, and she, once a month, she has a little bit of money that comes in from Scotland that she exchanges, you know, from pounds into dollars. And she is just astounded that of the rate with which these pounds are being converted. Every time they're converted, she gets more and more money once it's converted into dollars, because I think right now the pound is worth $2.08 or $2.09, something like that. And this is just recent. It's gone down or up, which depends on your perspective, a good 30 cents just in the last 3 or 4 months. And that's absolutely astounding. But also on this, the situation with the airlines, yes, there is a surcharge. I'm taking a trip out of the country. I'm traveling tomorrow, Lindsay, and there is a $100 surcharge on there. I didn't know what it was for. They don't tell you what it's for, but I imagine that's probably what it's for. They give you the price of the ticket and they say, oh, by the way, there's an extra $100 here for this. And then also, John Stadtmiller reported on his show that, do you know that some of these airlines are actually looking at, these international flights are looking at avoiding even landing in the United States because of the TSA requirements and so forth. So as this thing continues to progress, Lindsay, and we see the dollar, escalating in its collapse, and we see the American people starting to really feel it and lose their pensions and so forth, and go to the grocery store and see $4 and $5 milk, and the eggs are three times as expensive, and the bread goes up, because in their inflation statistics, they do not include gas, and they do not include food. So this is how they can come out with a straight face and say, well, inflation's running at 2.3% or something like that. And we know, Lindsay, that that's absolutely absurd. My estimate is probably anywhere between 13 and 15% inflation, and probably going higher than that. What about you?
that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, there are some people. Listen to them.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Lindsay Williams. And, Lindsay, did you know, this announcement that Elder came on right at the beginning of the show was talking about people being dragged into court over these vaccines. Were you aware that they're going to start forcing people to get a hepatitis, I believe it's hepatitis, was it B or C, vaccine prior to getting on an airplane and flying anywhere out of the country? Have you heard that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the next nefarious thing they've got going here.
And what's going to be in that vaccine that people don't even know about besides just the hepatitis?
Well, and that's the key. I mean, they're putting thimerosal in these vaccines. They're putting live cancer viruses in the HPV vaccine. As you know, Lindsay, there's no limit to what these people will do. And the dumbed down American public, they don't have a clue. Just like this whole thing that's going on with the kids being kicked out of school because they didn't take their vaccines, and they're telling them it's the law. There is no law. They've mandated it. It might be their policy, but there isn't any laws. But they're duping these people into thinking that it's the law. I mean, this whole world is being turned upside down over this, Lindsay. And I'm preaching to the choir here. You know what I'm talking about. But my concern is, there's a lot of people. You said that these people are moving and they're moving fast to do this. Yes, they have stepped this up. But I think part of the reason they have stepped it up is because they know that there's a lot of people that are waking up. And just like these parents, I mean, what is it, 2,300 sets of parents did not allow their children to take these vaccines. That means they're awake. That means they know what's in them. And that's encouraging, you know. So there is hope here. So at any rate, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to rattle on. Go ahead and continue. Where were we?
Well, Michael, when I lived with the elitist for those 3 years' time, I found out a lot of things about them. They're very moral people in some ways, in their own particular sense of morality. But not only that, these people tell you everything they're going to do, but they tell you in buzzwords. And when you know the mindset of these people, you know exactly where they're going and what they're going to do. And you're hearing many of these buzzwords around, but there's one thing I wanted to bring out, and that is I found that there was only one thing they fear. And this is going to be startling to most people out there in the listening audience. There's one thing that these people fear more than anything else. There are a few of them. There are a handful. And I knew back in those days who nearly every one of them were, and there are a handful of people who control the world. Believe me, folks, I know. I was there. I lived with them. There's one thing they fear more than anything else, and Michael, that's just exactly what you just said. They fear the masses waking up. There are millions of us. There are only a few of them. And there's only one thing. They didn't fear lack of money. They didn't fear what's happening to gold prices, silver prices, gas prices. That's just not a thing that bothered them at all because of the millions and millions that they have. There's one thing they fear. They fear such things as Republic Broadcasting. They fear such programs as Michael Herzog. They fear people telling the truth so that the masses pick it up. And there's one thing they fear. That is, they fear the masses waking up. And it may be, Michael, that because of talk show hosts just like you and programs such as Republic Broadcasting and the great job that all of you are doing, it may be that enough people are waking up that these people may have to rush their program forward even faster in order to keep that from being the thing that they fear most in our economy.
Well, Lindsay, you know what's going on right now. They're injecting into the mainstream airwaves. I mean, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, these guys are out there promoting, you know, 9/11 truthers and people who support Ron Paul as domestic terrorists. And Representative Jane Harman of California shot through H.R. 1955, which is now S-1955 in the Senate, about homegrown terrorism. And they're basically trying to paint all of us that are spreading the word peacefully, I might add, to wake people up to what's really going on. They're trying to paint us as terrorists and go after us. Now, I don't know how they're going to, and by their figures, you know, 36% of the American people believe that there's, you know, the 9/11 was an inside job, for example. Now, I know there's a lot higher percentage of that of people that have questions. Even Keen Hamilton, that wrote the book Without Precedent, even they have come out and admitted they don't believe the Defense Department. So I don't know how they're planning on, you know, corralling all of these people. You take 36% even at their figures of the American population, Lindsay, and you're talking about 100 million people. So how are they going to lock up 100 million people, Lindsay?
Well, I don't think they can. And I think they've waited a little long, too long to do what they're doing, or going to do. And they may very well get their program going even faster than what it's going. Well, look at the gas pump. What, 50 cents in 1 week? I mean, this is drastic. This cuts into the income of the average person in a major way. We're talking about percentage of the increase at the gas pump, and yet they say that there is no inflation at the grocery store, the price of groceries. I mean, I can't believe where things are going, and yet they say no inflation. I mean, yeah, they definitely are going to have to accelerate their program in a major way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, speaking of that, you know, I had one of my good listeners that sent me an email. He said he walked out of the grocery store one day, and he was observing this poor elderly couple that it was, they were looking at their groceries. They were outside the door looking at their groceries, and they were counting their money, and they were looking at the receipt, and he said you could just see it on their face. You didn't have to go up and talk to them. You could look at their face and see what it was, what their concern was, and that is they probably wound up paying 50% more than they did, you know, the last time they went to the grocery store, and they were just beside themselves. And this is what's happening with regularity, and I experience it myself, Lindsay, and I'm sure you do as well. You know, you go into the grocery store, and I start looking at the price of eggs and bread and milk and so forth, and every time I go in there, it's higher, you know. But, yep, there's 2.9% inflation. We got to take a break. We'll be back. Then we got a log 7 coming up. Might even open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443 if you got any questions or comments for Lindsay. Be back in 3 minutes. Call your friends and neighbors, folks. Great show today, Lindsay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Lindsay William. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment for Lindsay, you feel free to call in. Okay, Lindsay, let's continue here. Where were we?
Well, Michael, there are people who are doing something about this. And the best way to know where to start, and I want to give some solutions now. We've come up to the last 30 minutes of the program. I'd like to give some solutions. There are answers to all of your questions, every need that you will have in light of these things. Let me just start with one of the wealthiest men in the world, Warren Buffett. He said on last Thursday, he said, "I expect the dollar to weaken further." He said, "South Korean stocks offer better value in the world market today." Isn't that interesting? If you want to invest in South America,
South Korea.
In South Korea. Yeah. And he says, quote, "We are still negative on the dollar. We bought stocks in companies that are earning their money in other currencies." Now, let's go to one of the second wealthiest men on the face of the earth. Now, take example, folks. Watch those who are doing something about it, and then I'm going to tell you how you can do something about it. Jim Rogers, he's chairman of Beeline Investments. He is one of the wealthiest men apart from Warren Buffett on the face of the earth, and I'm going to quote exactly what he said. He said, "I am," this is quote now, I'm in the process of, I hope in the next few months, getting all of my assets out of the U.S. dollar. Now, everyone on the program today may not be able to do that. You may be stuck with a job here locally. You get paid a paycheck in American dollars. You may not be able to do what Jim Rogers and Warren Buffett and some of the multi-wealthy people of the face of the earth can do. Maybe you can't do that, but there are some things you can do. You can start right now. For instance, you may, as one person said to me the other day, they said, we got a job closer to our house. He said, we bought a bicycle and we're riding our bicycle to work in the morning. Now, you may not be able to do that either, but some people can. You need to start taking action right now. Now, may I beg you, please, I have just finished producing 9 DVDs. 9. You heard me correctly. I'm going to give you 5 of them. In fact, I may do something else. Michael, I've never done this before on any program I've ever been on, but I am so alarmed at what's happening in America today, I may throw in another DVD at no charge. We're just trying to get rid of a stock of one particular one. But anyway, here's what I'm going to do. You'll get 9 DVDs, but you only purchase 4 of them. And they're very reasonably priced, the 4 that I had originally many years ago. And I just kept adding and adding because I'm so alarmed at what's happening in America. I had a very wealthy friend of mine in Seattle, Washington. This man knows the financial market like nobody I know of today. I asked him, I said, would you please produce a 2-hour DVD for me that every person in my listening audience can know what to do financially in light of what's happening to the dollar and the world today? This man went in studio, and at his own expense, thousands of dollars it cost him to do it professionally, he produced a 2-hour DVD on what you can do about everything in light of what's happening at the gas pump, your financial world, everything that would help you be able to, in your own mind, think of what you can do in your family in order to spare yourself the heartache of what's happening in our financial world today. And I'm going to give you this DVD as a gift. I had another individual, Ron Snyder. Ron Snyder is a Nobel Prize nominee. He's traveled to almost every country in the world. Ron Snyder is very well known in many countries. He's in the health field, bar none. This man knows it from beginning to end. I had him to produce a 2-hour DVD just for me. That's right. You can only get it right here on this broadcast, and I'm going to give it to you as a gift, a 2-hour DVD, and he tells you everything that you would ever need to know in case our health care system doesn't hold up. You really think that when the dollar continues its collapse, that the doctors and the nurses and the hospital are going to be able to continue to give you the service that they're giving you now? Not on your life. You had better start making preparations right now for your health in light of the health care system. And I'm giving you this 2-hour DVD by Ron Snyder. I'm giving you another DVD that we just finished entitled The North American Union. Everything that you could possibly need to know about what's happening with the putting together of Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Here's what I'm doing. I don't even have time to go through all the rest of them. I'm going to give you 5 DVDs as a gift when you purchase my 4, only 4, at a very reasonable price. Just dial the number and you'll find out. I'm going to give you 5 DVDs when you purchase my 4 DVD packet. That means you will have 9 DVDs total. Now, these are not CDs. These are full-length, digitally produced, quality DVDs that will give you every issue imaginable from 1960 to 2007. We don't leave a stone unturned. Banking, oil, my famous DVD entitled The Energy Non-Crisis, on and on we'll go. And also, I want to give you a survival guide. We just finished producing this the other day. I am so alarmed at what's happening. The average person doesn't know what to do. And so I'm going to give you now this is not a pamphlet. This is a full-length booklet, and much of it is in color, of what you should do in light of the fact of imminent anything, whether it be a tornado or a hurricane, an earthquake, whatever it may be. I beg of you, let us give you as a gift our free survival guide. Now, even if you don't get my DVDs, we'll give you the survival guide. In fact, we'll even pay the postage to get it to you. But will you please get my 9 DVDs? You only purchased 4, and I'm giving you 5 as a gift. You'll have 15 hours of viewing on your television at home, and I guarantee you, after you watch them, you'll say there is nothing that hasn't been talked about that is necessary in light of what's happening in the world today. Now, I'm going to throw in 2 other things. Not only am I going to throw in the 5 DVDs free of charge when you buy my 4, I'm going to throw in a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, full length, over 200 pages, beautiful full-color cover. And I'm also going to throw in a copy of my book, You Can Live, 263 pages, beautifully well-bound, library-size edition. I'm going to give it to you as a gift when you get my 4 DVDs. So you'll have 9 DVDs covering every subject imaginable, what's happening to the food supply of America today, the price of gasoline, everything, my free survival guide, a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, a copy of my book, You Can Live. Please take this down and at least call and ask them about it. The operator's standing by right now. The number is toll-free, 800-321-2900.
Okay, that's 800-321-2900. Now, I want to add, Lindsay, I've had a number of listeners that have, not all at one time, but over the last, I would say probably the last month, I've had 4 or 5 listeners that have sent me emails telling me that I needed to get you back up on the show. You know, a couple of them said, well, get him up on the show. You were up, I don't know, 6, 8 months ago, whatever it was. But all of these listeners, folks, that I had corresponded with, and I correspond with everybody, Lindsay, that sends me an email. My listening audience knows that. Every one of these owns this package, and every one of these people told me the same thing, that the information in there is just astounding. It is enlightening. I mean, they pick your adjective because, you know, they were talking about a number of different, number of different DVDs and so forth. But the fact of the matter is that it is well worth the price. It is. It will just fill your head with knowledge about anything and everything. You will be a walking encyclopedia. You go out to a cocktail party this time, you're going to know exactly what's going on. So, and especially for the benefit of the new listeners, folks, you might even consider giving away as a Christmas gift to people, because now is the time. Lindsay, we're sitting right on the precipice here. There is an awakening happening, and we need to push this snowball over the hill, get these people to a point where, you know, this fear that the elite have of us waking up. Could you imagine what would happen if they started trying to instill this stuff into us and all these American people were awake and said, no, we're not doing it. Sorry, the game's over. This can happen, folks, but we, you know, it's not just from people like me and people like Lindsay. You've got to take some initiative. You've got to get out there. You've got to put the information in their hands. And here's the information that you can put in their hands. So I'm going to tell you, from the sake of these listeners that have sent in that have these DVDs and have this information, all of them told me the same thing. You need to get your hands on it. So, again, I'm going to give that number out. It's 800-321-2900. Give them a call. Lindsay?
Well, Michael, we're going to make it possible for people to have the greatest Christmas gift you could ever give to people, and that is knowledge. And if you inform your neighbors, you're going to have one of the best friends you could possibly imagine. So here's the way we're going to do it. My DVDs are not copywritten. What does that mean? That means copy them and give them to your friends as a Christmas gift this year. So I beg of you, get this package and give the gift of knowledge this year. 800-321-2900. Michael, I appreciate the word that you've said that has come in from your other listeners. We've tried our best to do everything possible, get the finest names in the country to produce these DVDs for us in order to inform you with information that it comes from so many different places. So it's 800-321-2900, and the operator standing by right now. Be glad to give you information and ask for our free survival guide. Regardless of what you do, you need this.
All right, Lindsay, let's go to the phones. We've got a caller. Let's go to Charlene, Missouri. Charlene, you're on with Lindsay and Michael. Go ahead.
Hi. I will absolutely confirm that those tapes are wonderful. We first heard about Lindsay before we ever moved back here to Missouri. My husband was hit by drunk drivers and couldn't work anymore. And anyway, we first learned some of his older books, were just wonderful way back when, and it's just grown since. And we scraped together some money and got all his, that first set of tapes that he did, and I've made all kinds of copies and shared them with people, but I don't know how to get the two new ones because we can't afford to buy the whole set over. Is there any way to get the new ones without buying the original set?
Call in the 800 number, tell them your situation, and I guarantee you we'll work out something with you. And the number is 800-321-2900. And tell them if they have any questions to call me and also leave your phone number with them.
All right. That's wonderful because everybody I've shared it with has absolutely loved listening to it. So I want to share these new ones.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Charlene. Thank you for the call. I'm not kidding you, folks. I mean, I've had four or five emails. I'd have to go back into, you know how these emails come in. You've got hundreds and hundreds of them. I'd have to go back in there and look. But every one of them said the same thing, Lindsay, is that the information is, I mean, it's just packed full, you know. And just giving this away as a Christmas gift. And I've mentioned to my listening audience, I don't even know how many times, they're probably tired of hearing it, Lindsay, but the fact of the matter is you can, if you don't want to talk to them because you've tried it before and their eyes glaze over, you invite them to RBN and have them listen. I'll be the preacher and they can, sit in the comfort of their own home and listen. But when you can put something in their hands, I mean, think about this. These people that they're sitting out there, their mind is empty or it's full of this propaganda. You give them the truth. And you give it to them out of love. And they watch these DVDs and they put two and two together and they start connecting the dots and realize what's going on. They're not going to be able to thank you enough for it. I've also said, Lindsay, it is kind of welcome, in a way it's kind of welcoming them to our nightmare. But like it or not, we have to wake these people up, even though the news is bad, because the strength, the safety, and the answer is in numbers, Lindsay, and we need more boots on the ground.
But, Michael, there's preparation these people can make right now if they know how to do it. But if they don't know how to do it, they're in trouble. Let me just give one simple illustration here. Of course, if any time you have call-ins, we'll be glad to take them. I'll stop. But let me give one illustration that will help explain what's taking place. In 1960... I drove my automobile to a service station. Now, notice my wording very carefully. Not a gas station, but a service station. The attendant, that was 1960, the attendant walked out of the building, walked over to my automobile, and said, "How may I help you?" I said, "Fill her up." He put the hose in the gas tank. Then he checked the tire pressure. He raised my hood, checked the oil level, washed my windshield, came back and said 35 cents a gallon. And I said, "Thank you very much." That year, gasoline was 4 quarts to a gallon, and it was 35 cents a gallon. Now, let's go to the next date, 2007. I drive my automobile to a gas station, not a service station, a gas station. There's no attendant. No one comes out and washes my windshield. I have to get out of my automobile, put my credit card in the gas pump, pump my own gas. And whenever I get through, it's $3 a gallon. But there's still only 4 quarts to a gallon. The gasoline has not changed in any form whatsoever. In fact, proportionately to the purchasing power of the dollar today, as it has collapsed, you're still paying 35 cents a gallon for gasoline compared between 1960 and 2007. Now, the gallon of gasoline is still 4 quarts to a gallon. What has changed? Has the gasoline changed? No.
The value of the dollar.
The only thing that has changed is the value of what you're buying the gasoline with. And would you believe that if gasoline today was proportionately to the value as it was in 1960, you'd be paying $4 a gallon for gas pump? No, the value of the gasoline, folks, if you see these little intricacies and you understand the buzzwords of these people and the minute way in which they're doing things and how they go about their manipulation of the news media and the American people and when you understand all these things in details, and that's the reason I've written 6 books on the subject, and the reason I've produced all these DVDs is because I want you to be able to understand the mindset of these people so that you can overcome them and save your house hunger at the food table.
All right, Lindsay, we got another caller. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Lindsay and Michael. Go ahead. Well, now, there's a break coming up, Richard, so I'll hold you over if you don't get your point across. Go ahead.
I happen to remember Jimmy Carter's old gas rationing coupon. And can I review that for you?
Sure. Go ahead.
The idea was you go to the post office and you fill out a bunch of forms and you tell where you work and what you do at your job and where you live and how far you have to go and how often you have to go and do you have somebody you have to carry to the hospital. You know, you describe your whole lifestyle in on a government form. And then the government reviews all of your qualifications for gas, and they decide how much gas you can buy for a certain price and how much extra you can buy for a premium price.
Did we lose him? All right, I'll tell you what, Richard, we got to take a break. We'll be back in 3. I'll hold you over. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Lindsay Williams. Be right back. Final segment coming up, folks. Stick with us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, final segment here. Richard from Alabama, continue, sir.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter's gas rationing system sort of presumes that people that work for the government are more important than people who don't and probably should get more gas at a cheaper price, and et cetera. And in Jimmy Carter's day, they didn't have Project Stalker, where they're assigning a terrorist threat assessment score. I mean, the probability that you don't like the government is made into a score, and the FBI keeps files on that, and probably that could be used to decide how much gasoline you get, if you get any at all.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Lindsay, have you heard about that, where they have a score? You know, they take your taxes in consideration. They take your how many tickets you've got. I mean, it's a compilation of everything. It's the database that they have on you, and there's your credit report and the whole nine yards, and then they make a determination of how likely you are to be a domestic terrorist. Do you know anything about that, Lindsay?
Well, I know Jimmy Carter did some wild things back in those days, and, of course, that seems to be the mindset of these people, even though I've not heard about it. I don't think it's unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else, Richard?
Well, I've heard that those old gas ration coupons are still stored away somewhere in the Commerce Department or somewhere. The Energy Department, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they are, and they may very well break them out again. You know, if anybody has enough money to buy any fuel when the dollar tanks and the fuel's, you know, $8 a gallon or whatever, we all may be riding bicycles, huh, Lindsay?
Well, it might not be too bad of an idea for our health also.
That's true. I thought about that. My grocery store is not that far away from me. Of course, I'd have to put a couple of baskets on the bicycle. But, yeah, I've thought about it before. All right. Well, Richard, thank you for the call. Lindsay, we got to wrap this up today. I want to thank you so much for coming on, and I want you to give out that number one more time so people can go in there and get those DVDs. Folks, as he said, burn some copies of it. Give them to your friends and neighbors for Christmas, okay? I mean, it's a great way to wake people up, and it will endear them to you because you had enough care and concern to think about them. And you don't have to stand there while their eyes glaze over. They can sit, mesmerize themselves on the TV like they may very well be comfortable at doing, and wake up on their own. Lindsay, go ahead.
The number is toll-free. It's 800-321-2900. You may use any form of purchase that you wish, credit card, cash, check, any way you wish, 800-321-2900. And, Michael, let me stress and urge the people to set their spiritual house in order. You know, we can do all the physical things necessary, but when it comes down to it, a house on a solid rock is going to be able to stand. A house on sinking sand won't be able to. Know that your relationship with the Lord is right, that your salvation is settled. Set your spiritual house in order, and then when all of these things happen, you'll sit back and say, my, I sure am glad I listened to Michael Herzog.
Amen, Lindsay. Okay, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, sir. It's been a pleasure. You are always a wealth of information, Lindsay, and I will have you up again, okay?
Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Lindsay Williams. Well, I'll tell you, that guy is just he's a walking encyclopedia. Had the experience of walking with the elite, having dinner with them, getting inside their head, knowing what's going on. And, nothing happens by accident, folks. It's been an agenda. They've had this agenda for a long time. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but for the sake of the new listeners, yes, this didn't happen by accident, guys. All right? It's been planned for a long time. Oh, gosh, what time is it? End of another day. Well, let's see. Tomorrow's a travel day. I'm not going to be on. I'm going to have my roving reporter Rob Bishop. He's going to do my show tomorrow. I'm going to be traveling to my mystery location, and I will be broadcasting Friday. Monday, don't forget, I've got a show coming up about what we didn't learn in school. It's going to be a really good show, folks. I want you all to tune in. Get your friends and neighbors and relatives, because you're going to be shocked at what you find out. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stadtmiller, and I will talk to you again Friday. Have a good rest of the day, folks.